Mindstorm, Disc 2.
You mentioned that before miracles was the one that propelled the white cells to fight for their spirituality. What would you think today would be the main, like?
In this day and age, this has been a problem because it's getting much, much more difficult to awaken people. It really is. Because technology, in one hand, is a good thing. In another, it's really helped train the organic brain, which in a lot of ways can be your enemy. It's your friend. I want to stress to people that I don't think the organic enemy is like an enemy. I mean it in the sense is that you have to master it. Don't allow it to just run on its own. But what's happening is it gains its fuel and its strength by data also. It mimics. Okay? So the more you give it for data, the more it can mimic and master back its actions with you. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you have, you know, movies and data and, well, internet and magazines and communication with other people, the data that you can accumulate is so progressively pushed ahead that the brain simply is looking at one thing behind its operations, and that is how to contain you as much as it can as an organism to do what you need to do here. That's all its agenda is. I mean, if you look at anything in life, okay, bioorganic, look at it in a scientific perspective, I mean, it's got a goal. You know, scientists will say the reason why we have intelligence was because the cells could survive. It's what we did for a survival mechanism. Every species takes its direction and it creates its own design for survival. Ours, for our cells, so that we could propagate, we'll call it, was to say that it pushed for intelligence. Well, okay, whether it's right or wrong doesn't matter. I mean, I can get into that too, but the point is, your brain, in my opinion, is designed to keep you kind of asleep. Look at it in a different way. If you were to awaken, what does that mean? What does that mean? Because there's something it means to you, and you all internally already know it, being a white cell. Think about it. If you were to awaken right now, without even really being able to say what awakening is, you already have an inclination that you become separated somehow from your organic body. You'll still be in it, but it's as if you know somehow instinctively you gain some kind of greater control over everything. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
That's what it fears. It knows, because it's within you, it knows what you fear. And it fears that from happening. Do you get what I'm saying? So the thing that it's doing is it's preventing you from separating from it. In other words, it is a very good thing, but in this particular case, it can be a very bad thing. And I'll give you an explanation why it's a very good thing. Because everything in life has a sense of survival. There is a sense of self-preservation. A plant, if you put it in a room, will start to grow towards the light, not the shade. It's seeking out what gives it life. You don't hear about any animal really consciously, willingly committing suicide. Human beings don't. I mean, if human beings do commit suicide, it's from great levels of despair, or it's chemically reactive where you're not on the same kind of mental track. And the animals, you could say, like lemons commit suicide. Nobody knows why they do it. Well, I think it's the same probably reason why whales beach themselves and dolphins. I mean, there's some kind of scientific reason why, you know, sound waves are going out there and it's ruining their sonar in their brain. And we don't understand it because we don't have that kind of thing. If you put us in a big room that had blaring stereo going for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I think I'd want to kill myself then too. Okay, it's just, you got to see it from that species perspective with sensory that we don't have. That's what's making them, I think, beach. I think they're doing sonar tests. Whenever they do these sonar tests with these submarines, I hate to get off track, they're using these big sonar waves. And because dolphins and whales and everything use blowing, it's too tense, it's too loud. And they're finding that when they do autopsies, they're finding hemorrhaging in these areas, what they use for this. And therefore, I think there's a very strong connection. I always suspected it anyway. This is finally they're catching up with science. But they'll never push it because, it's technology. It's national security, if you will. And it's horrible. But, you know, it is what it is. The point is, your brain is using your data that you're getting from life that you feel is enriching you, yes, it's enriching you, because it sees most of it as ways of self-preservation. Okay? So it's saying, absorb this knowledge, absorb data, let's utilize it, let's create better clothing, let's create, you know, better shelter, you know, you can procreate better then. You get what I'm saying? It's good for cellular level. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why it's good. Okay? Let's make medicine. Let's live longer. Let's live better. All these things are good for self-preservation. But where there's a wire crisscross is when you say, well, I want to separate from the body, or I want to gain something that makes me move beyond the body. Well, nobody really ever thinks about it that way. Nobody ever thinks about death. You don't think about it. But what you're really saying to your inner instinct or your brain or your cells, you're really kind of saying in a very different way, but it's getting the same message. What do you mean you want to move on from us? What do you mean you want to separate? You can't do that. That's not right. And this is where the conflict gets in. And this is where the brain in the background works in ways to maintain you here. And it removes certain factors from your consciousness, and it does what it does because it sees it as a threat. Organically and spiritually, they don't necessarily mix. When you leave your body, it's supposed to be when you're dead, not while you're alive. So it must mean you want to leave. Well, you can't leave. We're going to keep you here. And if you're going to willingly do this, well, we need to fix this, and we need to prevent that from happening. Well, you know, you got to keep in mind, too, if you look in psychology, you look at people who've suffered traumatic situations, what does the vast majority of those people do? They forget the experience. They block it out. They block it out. Well, what are we saying about people who experience miracles? That they shouldn't be blocking them out. But what do people do? They block it out. Do you get? There's a connection there is what I'm trying to point out to you guys. So you've got to understand that maybe in a way, you've got to teach your... This is why I try to teach so much, you know, to think without thinking. In other words, don't think with your brain. You're aware of everything already. Get used to that without the contemplation of really separating. I always say, don't think about reaching enlightenment. Do everything else. You know what I'm saying? And you know, don't contemplate it, because then it won't prevent or be so much a challenge in a way. And I'm trying to address that without really saying what I'm saying now. I'm tiptoeing around it. Because if I make too much of a point of it, and I think the people listening to this will be evolved enough intellectually now with the training to be able to digest this. But it's to say it's the same thing about the Tourette's. You know, if it's too soon for them to learn this, then it's their own, it makes the challenge even more so then. Because they're thinking, well, what if I can't do it? What if I'm not able to do it? I'm doomed forever, you know? Well, that ain't, you know, that's not necessarily the case. But you get what I'm trying to say. So there's a time and there's a place for everything.